Tell me about David. I think I can safely say that he is literally the most amazing person I will ever meet in my life. David was a very creative person. Went to school at Carver Center of the Arts in Baltimore for drawing. And then hit a wall and realized that he was going nowhere where he was. He was getting into trouble. He was drinking too much. And made a decision to go into the Marine Corps.
What do you think being in the Marines gave to David, did for him?
A sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
A sense of purpose. I remember him saying something to me on the phone. Because finances were always in his mind. How am I going to make some money? And there was a moment where he said, you know, if I get killed, do you know how much money you guys are going to get? And I hung up the phone on him. But I think it gave him that security for his family and for himself. That his life was on the right track.
Do you remember when you got the news?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to forget. I got out of work and there was a voicemail from my father. And I didn't want to call back. I would have given anything to not call back. But you do. So I did. And I locked myself in the bathroom, and I heard the words, I have to tell you that David died. And I said, don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me. And he said, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. And then I knew that for the rest of my life, half of me would be missing.
What do you wish you had told him? What do you wish you could tell him now?
That there has not been one moment that I have not been proud of him. One of the things that he's taught me is to live with everything you have. And I'm going to keep doing that.